Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
Our message today is going to come from Isaiah 55, if you would like to turn with me. Isaiah 55, and let's read verses 6 and 7. Isaiah 55, verse 6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." I want us to look this morning at the subject of seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord. What it is to be a seeker of the Lord. This is something that we all must take a great interest in, seeking the Lord. It's something that every man and woman becomes when the Lord starts dealing with him or her. If God begins to move on a sinner, on one of his own, that's always the result. Always. This is not something that a person plans on becoming. This is not something that a person decides to become. This is not something that the flesh naturally even cares about or wants. The sinful flesh of men and women, they're not interested in seeking the Lord. Man is not naturally drawn to and naturally prone to seeking the Lord. It's the last thing that the flesh wants. To be honest with you, the flesh would prefer doing anything but seeking the Lord. But when the Lord seeks a sinner, this is where it starts. When the Lord, in grace and in mercy and in kindness, when the Lord seeks a sinner, that sinner starts seeking the Lord. In turn, when the Lord goes to work on his own, when it's the Lord's work, when his grace starts to call his own, all of his own become seekers of him. All of them do. That's the first thing that I want us to understand about seeking the Lord. We only seek him if we do, if we become seekers of the Lord. We will only seek him because he first sought us. That's the only reason. That's the only reason any sinner will seek him. Any sinner. It's because he seeks the sinner first. Over in Isaiah 65, this is what our Lord said in verse 1. He said, "I am sought of them that asked not for me." They were not asking for me. He said, "I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me. Behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name." He said, "I'm the one who did the seeking first." That's how it happens. That's how it happens. But his seeking of his own, it does cause his own to seek him in return. God's people do go seeking. They do. They start seeking the Lord. They know they are. They say, "I'm seeking the Lord. I'm seeking him. I'm searching for him." It's the result of his seeking every single time. That's what David said over in Psalm 27. He said in Psalm 27, verse 8, "When thou saidst, seek ye my face." David said to God, when you said to me, seek my face, he said, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. This is what I want to do. I need to seek the Lord. I'm going to be a seeker of the Lord. When God moves, His people become seekers. Right here in Psalm 27, verse 4, David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. I'm going to seek after it. What is it, David? That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. David said, I can't just go on about my life indifferent to the Lord who sought me. I can't just stay on my path without turning to Him and seeking Him. David said, I have to press toward the mark. I have to. One thing have I desired, and I'm going to seek after it. What is the one thing? David said, it's Him. It's Him. It's Him. I want to dwell in His house just so I can behold His beauty and hear Him speak. That's what I want. When God makes a sinner a seeker, that sinner starts seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. When a sinner starts seeking, he seeks Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want us to take just a minute and enter into the what, where, how, when, and why of seeking the Lord. What, when, how, where, and why. And we're going to spend a little bit more time on the first one than the rest of them. Let's start with what it is to seek the Lord. What it is to seek the Lord from an internal point of view, from right inside here. If God makes me to be a seeker of the Lord, what goes on in the mind? What goes on in the heart? What goes on in the will of a sinner when he or she is seeking the Lord? What is it? What is it to seek the Lord? There's a preacher of the gospel who many years ago, he gave five statements that declare what it is, what goes on inside a sinner who is seeking the Lord. And these are wonderful statements. They are so, so true. They apply to every single child of God. It's this way every time. Every sinner that God has made to be a seeker of the Lord. And I want to share these with you because you will find these to be a great blessing if God is causing you to seek Him. You'll say, yes, that's right. Amen. So what is it to seek the Lord? First, this preacher said, it's to realize that by nature, I don't have the Lord. That's the first thing. I don't have Him. If you are going to seek the Lord, then it means you've been made to realize that in the natural condition of your flesh, as you are in this world, you don't have the Lord. That's a scary realization. Men and women assume that they do. They assume that He is in their company. And it's a stark realization when God opens the eyes and causes a man to see that in my natural condition, in my natural sinful state, I don't have Him. I don't have Him. That's something that a man has to be made to realize. No man or woman will realize that until God, in mercy, causes a man to realize that. Everybody thinks they have the Lord. You ask anybody that question, do you have the Lord? Well, sure, I have the Lord. They'll say everybody has the Lord. That's not so. people think that he's just standing there waiting on them at their beck and call, just waiting on standby. People think that he's trying to actively be involved with everybody. He's trying to save everybody. People think he died for everybody. His blood is on the table for anybody. People think that he's a good luck charm. Everybody's good luck charm. Pull him out of the out of your back pocket when you need him. He'll be there. When God moves on a sinner, this is what that sinner realizes. None of that's so. None of that is so. He is not waiting on standby for anybody. Nobody. He is not trying to save anybody. He did not die for everybody. Every drop of his blood, every single drop of his blood, was a particular payment for a particular people. All souls are in his hands to do with as he pleases. He has everybody. He has everybody. But here's the thing. Everybody does not have him. Everybody does not have him. And this is the realization that God brings to a sinner when God starts dealing with him. That sinner will realize, in my natural, sinful, wicked condition, I don't have him. I don't have him. That's where it starts. What is it to seek the Lord? First, it's to realize that in my condition before God, I don't have the Lord. All right, the second thing is, it's a desire in the heart that says, I need the Lord. I need him. I truly do need him. There are some things in this world that I realize, I know, I don't have them. There are things that this world has to offer. There are some things that extremely rich people own that I'll never own. There are some things in this life that I do desire to own. There are some things that I don't desire to own. There are many things that I realize I don't have it. But here's the thing. I'm not seeking those things. I'm not seeking them. To seek the Lord is not only to realize that in my sinful condition I don't have him. Along with that, it's a desire in the heart that cries, I need him. I must have him. I have to have him. I want him. The third very insightful statement that this true preacher made was, it's a willingness to have him on his terms. Think about that. It's a willingness to have him on his terms. It's a realization that I don't have him naturally, but I need him. I desperately need him, and I'm willing to have him on his terms. Whatever his terms are, I'll take it. This is where man naturally goes wrong. That's where he veers off the seeking path. Man thinks he can have Christ on his own terms. What are man's terms? What are man's terms? Here they are. Man says, my time. I may do it later. I'm not interested right now, but I'll take him later. But man says, my time, my will, my work, my way. It's my decision. It's my glory. Those are my terms. That's what man says. What are Christ's terms? What are Christ's terms? Here they are. Christ says, it's my time. I do it in my time. When I say now, I mean now. When I say come, you come. Christ says, it's my will, not yours, it's mine. Christ says, it's my work, not yours, it's mine. Christ says, it's my way. He says, it's my decision, it's my glory. Those are Christ's terms. Those are his terms. If you ask a true seeker, I mean a true seeker of Him. Him. If you ask a true seeker, do you want your glory or His glory? This is what the seeker will say. I want His glory. I want Him to get all the credit. Put me in the dust of the ground. If you ask a true seeker, do you want your work, your own works before God, or do you want Christ's work before God? That true seeker will say, I want His and His alone. All my works are dung. You ask a true seeker, do you want your way or His way? Oh, give me His way. He's the only way. He is the way, and it's the only way there is. Ask a true seeker, do you want your righteousness or do you want His righteousness? His righteousness alone. I don't want to have my own righteousness before God. All my righteousnesses are filthy rags. To seek the Lord is to realize that, number one, I don't have Him. But I need Him. And I'm willing to have Him on His terms. His terms. Here's the fourth statement on what it is to seek the Lord. It is a willingness to part. To part with. It's a willingness to lose everything that is opposed to Him and stands in the way of Him. Stands between you and Him. This is what the Apostle Paul said concerning his religion. That's the number one thing that stands between sinful men and women and Christ the Lord. It's their religion. Listen to this. It's religion. The number one stumbling stone, the number one mountain in the way that needs to be removed and cast into the sea is man's own religion, man's self-righteous religion. And this is what Paul said concerning his religion, concerning all of his wicked works of self-righteousness. That's what man's religion is, wicked works of self-righteousness. Paul said, I count it all dung, and I'm willing to throw it all away. Now, let me ask you this. Are you willing to throw all of your own religion away? Everything that has ever been of you, by you, through you, to you? By God's grace, I say in the depths of my soul, I am. Paul said, I am. I pray you are. Cast it all away. Get rid of it. Get rid of your decision. Get rid of your work. Get rid of everything you've done that you believe commends you to God. Cast it all out. All of it. Paul said, I must have Him. I must win Him. I must be found in Him. It's not my anything. It's Him. It's Him. And that's the last statement that this true preacher made on what it is to seek the Lord. He said, it's to seek Him. Not His. Him. Him. This person, this man. Not what he has. Not what we can get from him. Him. I must have Him. While the world wants heaven, true seekers of Christ want Him. They want Him. All right, now that's the what of seeking the Lord. I said very briefly, we'd spend most of our time on the what, and very briefly, let's enter into where, how, when, and why, okay? Where do we seek Him? We seek Him in His Word. If you are seeking the Lord, seek Him in His Word. In John chapter 5, our Lord said in verse 39, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. If you have a heart to seek the Lord, don't seek any man. Don't seek a doctrine. Don't seek anything but the Word of God. Search the Scriptures. In verse 46, John 5:46, he said, "Had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me." All of the Word of God is concerning him. Back a few pages in Luke 24, verse 27, it says, "Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." It's all about him. Verse 44 right there, "He said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." He said, it's all concerning me. He said, if you want to search for me, search the scriptures. David said, when I'm seeking, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Peter said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. So where do we seek him? In his word. We seek him in his word. All right, now, how do we seek him? We know what it is to seek him. It's to seek him. We know where it is to seek him, in his word. But how exactly do we seek him? How do we seek him in his word? Over in Acts chapter 8, verse 26, it says, "The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And Philip arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. How can I, except some man should guide me? How do we search for him in his word? This is what the word says. It says faith. Seeing Christ. Resting on Christ. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. The word says it pleased the Lord by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. This means right here, preaching the word. The word says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach except he be sent? Not just any preacher. A man sent of God who will preach the word. Many, many preachers stand up and think they're preaching, but they're not, because they're not preaching the word. They're preaching the word of men. They're preaching the opinion of man. A true God-sent preacher will preach the word alone. We seek the Lord every time we gather to hear the preaching of the word. He said, where two or three are gathered in his name, I'm in the midst of you. I'm in the midst. So where his word is preached, that's where seekers will gather. Now, when should we seek the Lord? When should we do it? Well, Psalm 63, verse 1, David said, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. Early. Early. David said, I'm going to seek you early. I'm going to seek you, and I'm going to seek you early. First thing, before every other thing, seeking the Lord is urgent. It is urgent. Seeking the Lord is a right now thing. It is a today thing. Back in our text, Isaiah 55, verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He's near." Do it right now. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. He may still be found right now. He is still near. Seek Him. Seek Him. What? Seek Him. Where? In His Word. How? By gathering with His people to hear the Word preached. When? Early. Early. Right now. At all times. Here's the last one. Why? Why should we seek the Lord? Verse 7 in our text, it says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." Does anybody need mercy? Anybody? Does anybody need mercy because of their sins? Does anybody need to be abundantly pardoned for all their sin against God? Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. I want to close with this promise from Him. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. He said, "And you shall seek Me and find Me when you shall search for Me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." That's wonderful news. Seek the Lord. Till next week, may the Lord bless His Word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.